All right, Alexander, let's talk about the 25th Amendment panel. It's got some other name, some long name, but I'll just call it the 25th Amendment panel for the sake of this video that Nancy Pelosi has now rolled out. Instead of doing her job and representing the people that she works with, that she works for in her district, she's sitting around and dealing with this type of nonsense. But there is a reason to it. And I think the big debate and the big question that everyone has with this 25th Amendment panel is whether it's targeted at US President Trump or whether it's actually targeted at former Vice President Joe Biden in the hopes that he will become US President Joe Biden, and in which case Kamala Harris will get him out using this panel. So what do you think, Alexander? Who is this thing targeted at? Would you like me to read you Trump's quote tweet?
Please do.
Okay, let me read you Trump's tweet.
Please do. And I'll tell you why I think it's important that we start with it in a moment.
Okay, let me read it to you. And he placed this tweet, the timing of this tweet, just to give you an idea, was the same day that Pelosi had had a press conference with this amendment panel. And Trump said, "Crazy Nancy Pelosi is looking at the 25th Amendment in order to replace Joe Biden with Kamala Harris. The Dems want that to happen fast because Sleepy Joe is out of it." Three exclamation marks, Alexander.
Well, I think Trump is absolutely right that that is part of the reason behind this extremely dangerous and sinister move. Can I say, I think also Trump is also right in that he's identified that this thing isn't just a stupid, insane idea. This is something to be taken extremely seriously. Now, in my opinion, Pelosi's scheme, well, first of all, let's be very clear. It cannot succeed. It cannot succeed on its own strength. But let's just unpack it. We are 3 weeks away from a presidential election. The president of the United States, Donald Trump, is going to face the people at that election. He is going to come to them, ask them to either keep him at, in a second term or to remove him from office through the democratic process, which is the one that has been applied to every president of the United States who has not, predeceased the election. What Pelosi is trying, suggesting and implying is that she's going to short circuit that process and remove the president of the United States before he has that tryst with the people. In other words, she's showing an incredible contempt for the American people, for democracy, and for the Constitution of the United States. She's trying to preempt all of that, and she's saying that, doesn't matter how you vote, I, Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House of Representatives, de facto leader of the Democratic Party, am going to overturn all of that, and I'm going to be the person who's going to decide who the president is. And she is holding this over Donald Trump. So if Donald Trump wins the election in November, she can go ahead and press on with this. And she will no doubt need the Senate to achieve it, but she's going to be passing all the word rounds to the activists, the Democratic Party activists, and all the people who are involved in these elections and who help to fix elections and sort out elections and all of that. Focus on getting the Senate, because if Trump wins, we can then use the Senate to try and move under the 25th Amendment or restart impeachment proceedings or what have you in order to get Trump out. So that's one thing she's signaling. But she is also signaling, again, to the progressive radical part of the political base that Joe Biden, he also will serve at her favor. And quite plausibly, I think Trump is entirely right. If Joe Biden wins the election, he is there until she decides that he's disposable and she can throw him aside and bring in Kamala Harris, who is, of course, the Democratic Party's establishment's preferred choice anyway. So this is so sinister. It tells you once again that the political oligarchy in the United States, the swamp, if you like, are not interested in elections. They're not interested in the Constitution. They certainly don't care about the American people. They believe that the choice of who should be president of the United States should rest with them. And they will either remove Donald Trump, whether he is elected or not, if they try and gain control of the Senate, using either the 25th Amendment or the impeachment process, or if Joe Biden is elected, as soon as he is no longer of use to them, they will throw him aside too. And of course, they've got every excuse to do so, because the poor man is indeed, as we've commented on many times, 77 years old and in uncertain mental health. So there we are. This is incredibly sinister. It's incredibly dangerous. It shows yet again how important this election is. And it also, by the way, that tweet shows the acuity of Donald Trump's political instincts. He understands that this is something that needs to be taken very seriously.
Yeah, I mean, people kind, myself included, kind of laugh at this and say, oh, come on, you know, in order for this thing to work, Mike Pence has to go along with it, or the vice president has to go along with it. But I always take a step back after mulling it over for a good 24 hours. I take a step back and I think to myself, you know, this is politics. This is a cutthroat business, a cutthroat group of people. Don't think for one second that even if the Republicans control the Senate, and even if you have Mike Pence, I'm not saying he's going to do it. I'm just saying, even if you have Mike Pence, who today seems loyal to Trump, don't think for one second that the Republicans in the Senate won't conspire with the Democrats in the House, or vice versa, if it's a different administration, and a vice president like Mike Pence, who could be saying all these nice things about President Trump, could the next day go for this type of scheme that Nancy Pelosi has put together. Nancy Pelosi, taking some words out of previous articles that you've written about Hillary Clinton, Nancy Pelosi has placed a ticking time bomb underneath the democracy of the United States of America with this stupid, very stupid plan that she has hatched. And very quickly, Alexander, I'll give you a very quick example. Thanks to Laura Ingraham on Fox News, she brought up an excellent point, much along the lines of what you're saying. When Reagan was running to get the Republican nomination, he was up against George Bush, George H. Bush. He beat George H. Bush, who was the establishment guy. Bush was who the Republicans' establishment wanted, but Reagan won. And Reagan later appointed Bush as his VP. The point that Ingraham was making, which I agree with, don't think for a second if this wasn't around during that era that someone like George Bush might not have used that against President Reagan. This is a sinister thing that Nancy Pelosi has put together, and Kamala Harris will absolutely use it if she's told to use it.
Absolutely. No question about it whatsoever. Can I just add to that? I mean, we actually know that members of Donald Trump's cabinet, people like Dan Coats, James Mattis, possibly Rex Tillerson, definitely acting Attorney General Rosenstein, debated removing Trump using the 25th Amendment. We also know that there were people within Mike Pence's office who considered doing similar things too. So, you know, the possibility of plotting within an administration is absolutely there. It happened during the Trump administration. It could absolutely happen in the event that there will be a Biden administration. For one thing, it will never be the Biden administration. It's very difficult to do with Donald Trump, because Donald Trump is not only a far more forceful and intelligent man who is obviously in control of himself than Joe Biden is. I mean, he is a man of tremendous vigor, but he also has the support of the Republican base. He has genuine support out there in the country. Joe Biden doesn't have that support. The only reason many Democrats are going to vote for him is because he is not Donald Trump. So if there is a move against him from within his cabinet, from people like Pelosi, from the various power players and string pullers and puppet masters who now run the Democratic Party, this could quite easily happen. And you only need a precedent like this to take place once for it to become the established practice in the United States. The moment it is done and the moment it is seen to succeed, every vice president, every cabinet official, every member of the permanent government, the deep state, if you will, every member of the swamp will say to themselves, well, the president, elected by the people as he may be, serves at our will, because all we need to do is all of us to get together and we can remove him. We did it once and we can do it again. And at that point, as I said, the democracy in the United States ends.
Yeah, you don't need to have a vote. It's just having a vote after that moment in time just becomes kind of like theater. It just becomes theater and you're just jerking around people. Because at the end of the day, every president, after it's done the first time, every president from there on after has to do the bidding of the establishment and the oligarchs and the globalists that are really running the thing, or they're just going to invoke this this 25th Amendment panel plan that Pelosi has put together. There's not going to be a choice to it. Either you do it or you're out.
That's absolutely. It. Absolutely. I mean, if I want to say what it most reminds me of, it reminds me of the Soviet Union post after Stalin. After Stalin came in, died, there was, these oligarchical people who ran the Politburo. They decided who the general secretary was. And they removed the general secretary, of the Communist Party when they wanted to. I mean, when Khrushchev started to do things they didn't approve of, in 1964, they all came together and he was out. And the same thing will happen to the United States. It will no longer be a republic anymore. It will no longer be government of the people, by the people, for the people. It will be government by and for the power brokers in Washington. Some of them will be people that we know, elected politicians or, so-called elected politicians, people who hold elected office in the Senate and the House of Representatives. Others will not be. They will be people who are appointed to the cabinet, and they will be the members of the permanent government of the United States, which has accrued an extraordinary and dangerous amount of power over the last 20 years, as has become only too obvious. So this is an extraordinary, reckless idea, an incredibly dangerous idea. I think Pelosi, I wonder whether she's thought it through fully, actually, but I suspect to some extent she has, and besides which, I am sure she's not acting by herself when she comes up with this proposal. So again, it serves as one further reminder to those Americans who watch this program of how incredibly important this election, which is coming up in November, is. If the other side, the Democrats, win, if people like Pelosi get their way, there might not be another meaningful election in the future of the United States.
Yeah, Pelosi's pushing the U.S. one step closer towards communism. There's no doubt that that's what this move is all about.
Soviet style.
Yeah,
it will. At that point, it will resemble more the Soviet Union as it functioned in the sort of 60s and 70s, and eventually decayed. Remember that. I mean, oligarchies are not very good at, coming up with new ideas, changing things, because, reform becomes very difficult in that kind of system. But it will be that kind of system. It will be a system controlled by power brokers, not a system ultimately accountable to the people. And elections will become meaningless rituals in which various people are put up. But nobody will take them seriously, because exactly as you said, any president who is elected will know that he or she can be removed from office at any time.
Absolutely. Why bother with elections at that point? Yeah, I mean, you know, it makes you think that going back to what you said, I think this was definitely planned because they've been kicking around this 25th Amendment thing for a while now. You know, it's been kind of knocking around in their empty heads, Pelosi and her ilk. And all they needed was the CV excuse. That's all they needed, and they got it. They needed an excuse. They got the CV. And it makes you kind of wonder, and I've seen some articles floating around there, very conspiracy-like, but it makes you kind of wonder how that damn thing, that damn virus got into the White House and how it's now been exploited, not only for this, but also for the debate chaos and all the other stuff. I'm just saying, I'll let our viewers in the comments expand on that. But what do you think?
Well, I'm going to also let our viewers expand on that. I mean, I'm not an investigator. I don't know. And I think that I'm not going to preempt the kind of investigations which perhaps should happen. All I will say is, consider the implications of what is now being proposed. Consider the consequences for the United States if it were to happen. There is no question at all that people, the power brokers, of whom Pelosi clearly is one, have been looking for an opportunity to, you know, oust Donald Trump. There's no question at all the pandemic has provided it. But the point is, it is the American people who need to understand how dangerous that would be, not for Donald Trump himself. I mean, you know, he will be in danger, definitely, but for them themselves, ultimately, because every single American, irrespective of, you know, what their color is, what their, you know, ethnic origin is, what gender they have, whatever, will no longer be a citizen of a functioning democracy. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, I agree. And should Biden win, God help us, let me just tell you how it's going to go down. If Biden wins, he'll stay in there for about 3 to 6 months. Then they're going to get the mainstream media in on it, and they're going to craft some kind of narrative that Biden just can't continue. Kamala Harris is going to take over. Kamala Harris is going to say, oh, Biden is such a hero, and he's now needs to step aside so he can look after his health and his family. I am now ready to become president. The media is going to, you know, talk up Biden as well. What a hero. What a humble man. He's going to step aside. They're going to invoke this plan, blah, blah, blah. And that'll be that. They're going to package this thing so nicely. And that will be it. Well, that will be it. What's that word from one of the Star Wars episodes? Democracy is going to die with a whimper and not a bang. Something like that. I remember it was something like that. This is how democracy dies, with a whimper.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, bear in mind again what was said, and this is, I think, said by one of the founding fathers, but I may be wrong here. I think it was Benjamin Franklin. I mean, I'm not swearing to this, that the price for democracy is perpetual vigilance. If you're not vigilant about things like this, then you will lose your democracy. And, you know, it will be like, you know, Mr. Khrushchev has to resign because, you know, events have become too much for him. So he, you know, pens this wonderful, it's quite interesting to read that, you know, pens this wonderful, you know, farewell address, how he's going to devote himself from his retirement to the building of communism, the great, you know, great future. And this wonderful new man, Mr. Brezhnev, is going to take over and run the union, you know, on behalf of everybody. I mean, this is what the United States is heading towards. So, you know, this is not the bizarre idea of a crazy woman. I mean, it is a very, very sinister threat. And the fact that it's been cooked up 3 weeks before an election tells you how sinister it is.
She is a piece of work. All right, Alexander Beckhurst, thank you very much. Guys, if you like this video, click on that subscribe button. Please donate to us on PayPal, Patreon, and Subscribestar. Your donation really helps us out a lot. And please go to the Durant Shop and pick up some merchandise.
Indeed, merchandise like this. We've been talking about the United States, and here it is. We do care about the United States. Alex is, in fact, I was born in the United States. I have visited it many times. I have a great affection for the country, for New York City, which, you know, I know. And so we in the Duran, you know, believe in the United States. And you see it there on the flag, its flag on one of our amazing and wonderful magic mugs. But you will find magic mugs with lots of flags. We have one here, which is of Britain, which is the country where I live. And I've also got a magic mug of Greece, but a somewhat smaller one. And we have magic mugs. This is Germany, and it's an enamel one for taking outdoors. So we've got the most amazing mugs in the world. We've got the best shirts in the world, all 100% cotton. Many of them now come with flags also. Many of them are embroidered. You can see that they have embroideries. And we've also got hats, and we got hats like this one. And you can see it there, and you can see that it's also got the flag. It's embroidered. It's an embroidered hat, and it's got the flag of the United Kingdom of Great Britain, the country of which I am proud to be a citizen, and in which I live. And I've also got another hat there, and it's also got the British flag. So we've got baseball cap hats, and we've got trucker's hats, and we've got, as I said, amazing shirts. We've got amazing polo shirts too, by the way. We've got hoodies. And we've also got ebooks. We've got all these amazing things in our shop with the flags of many countries on them. If you come to our shop, you will be able to buy them, and you'll be the owner of these wonderful items, and you will also be able to support the Duran too. So come to our shop, support the Duran, find the flag of your own country or of whichever country you admire and want to root for, and support the Duran too.
All right, you'll find a link to the Duran shop in the description box down below. Alexander Mercurius, thank you very much. Till next time, everybody, take care.